around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you, Craig, and welcome back to America's number one travel radio show, everyone, as we transmit live via satellite to the 610 weekly stations airing our national program across the United States. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, September 6th, 2025. It's also a PTP day here on the program, which, of course, means Preferred Travel Panel. We have three special guests waiting to join us for today's panel. Mary, who's holding on that show?
We definitely do. So let's welcome Terry Dale, CEO of the United States Tour Operators Association, or the USTOA. We have Kathy Sudeikis, Vice President of Corporate Relations at Ascendus Travel, and Michael Shoddy, Vice President of Membership with ASTA, or the American Society of Travel Advisors.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for being part of America's number one travel radio show today.
Thanks, Kat. Glad to be here.
Good to be here.
Yeah, hello.
Thanks
hello.
For having us.
Well, we appreciate that, hearing all of you. Kathy, we're going to begin with you. We're going to start off with maybe the most serious question of the day. You know, listen, you are the biggest Chiefs fans we know. I'm sorry about the loss last night there in San Paulo to the Chargers, but will you be attending the Taylor and Travis wedding?
They were proposed, the engagement happened in this exact zip code. It's not far from our house, the Kansas City home that they're sharing, and so it's all very exciting. And he scored a touchdown for her last night,
yes,
so that
did.
Was good. A little Patrick to Travis, the excitement.
Well, all right,
so
this
what,
serious.
We lost? I worried about that.
Well, we swear. So before, you know, folks wonder if I've lost my mind, I'm going to bring it back to the world of travel. So, you know, Mary and I, we were just up in Alaska for 18 days with a number of show fans for the big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise that we did in partnership with one of our show sponsors, Seabourn. Besides those who were traveling with us, we got to meet a good number of people on the cruise, and we were asked a number of times if we could connect the person engaging with us, whoever they were, you know, with a good travel agent. I'd say about 25% of the cruise, from what we could tell, booked directly with Seabourn. Some folks we talked to did it on their own using their own travel agent, but most did neither, and they were paying the prices. They didn't get the excursions they wanted or into restaurants or the spa, you know, because certainly on Sea Day it was booked, or they didn't know about certain things that were happening in places that we traveled. So what are your thoughts on working with a travel advisor for a cruise?
Well, gosh, I have said for years that a travel agent is a tool in your toolbox that you want to have someone that you trust or that your friends trust if it's the first time you're considering using a travel agent. But it's I think we're a little better than this, but your florist, your plumber, your specialty doctor, all those kind of things, you want someone who knows you and you want someone who can give you those kind of tips and, you know, go through your lifetime and be there when people want to have a travel question answered and take a trip.
Yeah, could not agree. Kathy, thanks for joining us today. I'm going to move to Terry. Hi, Terry. How are you?
Hello, Mary. I'm great. How are
Good.
You?
I'm great. Nice to have you with us. So, Terry, in the multimedia world we live in today, there are almost too many ways to get travel information to help with itinerary planning and trip bookings. And I think a tour company is a great way to make that happen. One of our longtime show partners, Colette, they like to say, we'll make all the travel plans for you so you just get to enjoy the trip without all the planning. So in that vein, tours have come such a long way. There's such a diversity. There's not a one-size-fits-all. What are some basic things travelers should take into consideration before they book with a tour company, and how do they best determine its legitimacy?
Well, it's great to be with you, and let me just say, Kathy, it's great to hear your voice, and I miss you. We're all a part of the same travel family.
Yeah.
So, Mary, let me just share an experience I had about 6 weeks ago. I was at my dentist in Manhattan. And he's, I'm going to say, roughly mid-30s. And his wife is a law partner, also in her 30s. And, of course, he doesn't quite understand what I do, but he knows I'm in the travel industry. So we always start by saying, so where have you been? And, of course, you know, his hand is in my mouth, so it's hard to talk. But he told me about they decided to take a vacation, and I wanted to know of the process that they went through. And he explained that time is precious, and they don't have time to make a mistake. So they went to a travel advisor, and the travel advisor told them about an itinerary with one of our members, which I will not say who. Mm-hmm. They took this itinerary and had an amazing time. Mm-hmm. So to me, our value proposition as a travel advisor and a tour operator has elevated through COVID and through this cycle that we're in now. But people don't want to make a mistake, and they need a trusted advisor. And that's where the travel advisor and ASTA and USTOA come into play to help customers, consumers, have an amazing experience.
Well, you know,
sorry for rambling.
No, that's such a good point.
And Michael,
though,
listen,
I'm going to
hold, Michael, for you a similar question to what we just asked Terry for you to address after we come back from the break that's coming up in a little over 2 minutes from now. So, Rudy, real quick, I'm going to ask you, do you have a quick question we can fill in here, you know, for Michael, Kathy, or Terry? Then we'll hit the break, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to follow that up with Michael.
How important is it to that your travel agent has actually been to that place? I always ask a travel agent if I'm talking to him, do you go to the places you recommend folks, the hotels, to the destination even?
Michael, do you want to answer that real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. I think travel advisors are also dedicated travel professionals, and they're also dedicated professional travelers. So very often, whether they've taken an online course or whether they've done the research, you know, they know a bunch, but more often than not, they've also been to the place. So they don't just know about the reviews or the ratings or the hours of a restaurant. They know how good the food is. And I think it's very important that that's the case, because that's something that no influencer, no AI, no Googling can ever replicate.
Well, Michael, I love that. We agree with that 100%. I think that's why Mary and I, we encounter this all the time, people coming up to us, you know, asking us all the various questions, and we always joke. And Rudy, we say this all the time. Listen, we're not travel advisors. We're not travel agents. I mean, we certainly have a tremendous amount of experience out there, but, you know, the experts, this is what they do for a living, the good ones.
And, Michael, real quick, ASTA has a way. Is there a separate website that you can shout out for people to find a solid travel advisor?
Yeah, absolutely. Go to veravacation.com to find a verified travel advisor who very likely not only has been to that place, but has been to that place multiple times. Yeah. I'm personally planning a trip to Japan. My guy's been there like 26 times. Like, there's no comparison.
No, yeah. And I know we've talked with Zane when he's been with us. So, all right. So I mentioned a moment ago when talking to Michael there that we do need to step aside for some sponsor messages. So we're going to ask you all to stand by, and we're going to expand this conversation when we return. And we'll also get you ready for the rapid-fire Q&A that's also ahead later this hour. So, folks, as we head into this sponsor's break, Mary and I are here in New York. We're going to hand the baton to Bobby down there in Dallas at our Network Command Center. Today's preferred travel panel will continue after this break. The show returns in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Are you dreaming of your next big adventure? Well, with Colette, you can see the world and save big while you're at it. Right now, you're going to save up to $1,500 per couple with stackable discounts on guided tours across all 7 continents. Book big, save bigger, and let the experts handle the details so you can relax and enjoy the journey. Book by September 26th using offer code HELLO2026. Visit GoColette.com for more details. That's GoColette.com. And you can also find that link on our website at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
We're living in interesting times, and current circumstances have made it more clear than ever that you just never know when it comes to travel. This is why we encourage you to have coverage from Travel Guard Insurance. We are such strong believers in the importance of travel insurance. It's something we always make sure we have because it's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you just shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance, it's one of them. It's not just for canceled flights, folks. Coverage also includes an array of items such as trip cancellation, interruption, and delay coverage, medical expenses and evacuation, translation services, passport or ticket replacement, lost or delayed baggage, flight or hotel rebookings, prescription replacement, roadside assistance, and more. They even offer 24-hour emergency services. And in today's world, look into CFAR or cancel for any reason coverage as well. Whether your upcoming travels will be a solo adventure, family vacation, long or short getaway, international or domestic, get covered from our friends at TravelGuard.com/carry. The website again is TravelGuard.com/carry. You'll also find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
Don't you just love it when one of your favorites comes back better? Raycon's fan favorite Everyday Earbuds Classic is back better than ever, now with active noise cancellation, and they're 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. Noise cancellation is the one thing these everyday buds were missing. Now they're perfect for tuning out the noise around you while tuning into something great. Pair that with 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, and an icon returns. Get yours today for 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry with free shipping on every pair of Raycon earbuds, or visit armworldtravel.com.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thanks for keeping those radios tuned in for that quick break, everybody. As we reconnect with all of you, now we are going to move into the G Block, today's preferred travel panel. Well, we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
Helping millions of travelers prepare for the unexpected, including so many in our audience across the country, they provide award-winning travel insurance with 24/7 emergency assistance. Whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or even domestic, travel safe, travel smart, travel like we do with TravelGuard.com/carry.
You know, packing a Travel Guard plan, folks, it just safeguards you against many unknowns that can impact your travels. They have wedding bundles, pre-existing medical coverage, pet bundles, rental vehicle damage coverage, so much more. So go get the customized coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry before you travel, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, back to today's panel with Michael Shoddy, Kathy Sudeikis, and Terry Dale.
All right, so Michael, as we reset now for this segment, I do want to go back to the question that Mary asked Terry earlier and get you to weigh in on it, but I'm going to, you know, tweak it a little bit. So since your specialty is travel advisors, which we certainly strongly support here on the program, I'd like, you know, you to share some ways someone can go about finding a good travel agent. Talk about things to ask, maybe to look for when choosing a professional advisor, someone who isn't just hanging a shingle out there saying book with me, but has training and credentials to support it.
Yeah, first I just want to say it's an honor to be on. It's my first time on the program, and I didn't realize I'd be joining such luminaries as former board chair Kathy Sudeikis and good friend Terry Dale. I'm a little starstruck just being here, but... I will say, you know, first I'm going to say look for the Asta logo, obviously. That's the company line. But I think the real way to find a travel advisor you, and I'm going to emphasize you, can trust, is to have those conversations, to talk about their professionalism, to talk about the sort of things that they do. I think our education stands second to none, but I don't actually care where you're getting your education from as long as you have a commitment to lifelong learning, lifelong professionalism, because there are lots of travel advisors out there that take a class and about 10, 15, 20 years later haven't learned another thing, haven't gone on another trip. And again, if you're doing those things, you might as well just go to Google. You might as well just go to AI, because you know just as much about those destinations as those technological tools. So if you are doing the work, putting that work in, traveling yourself, booking clients ethically and responsibly, those are the sort of travel advisors you can trust. So I think the best way is to have those conversations and find the guys you click with, find the women you click with, because if you don't, if you just sort of like, you know, let your fingers do the talking and find a number out of the yellow pages or go to a website, there's a lot of slick marketing out there that can absolutely steer you wrong.
Michael, I appreciate your thoughts on the two legends that we have here. Terry Dale and Kathy Sudeikis certainly are legends in the industry, but Michael, you can hold your own very nicely. Very good points. Kathy, we know you too well. I'm sure you have some thoughts on what Michael just shared. Any other suggestions?
Well, I think Michael's absolutely right, and I'm impressed with how close he is to the pulse of those kind of things. Mm-hmm. Yes, I think that it is important to travel, but it's another reason to say that travel professionals join professional associations. So that is a mark of why you are in the industry and that it is your profession and not just something simple. And I think that the networking that's provided via ASTA with every kind of business meeting and Caribbean showcase or wherever those kinds of things are, gives you the opportunity to have a network of friends who, if you haven't been to a destination, please, you just call one of your best friends and say, weren't you just in Paris? Weren't you just in the south of France? Is there something special that's going on there? Can you share something with me? I just learned about an absinthe bar with a knock three times kind of thing in Cap Antibes, and I thought, whoa, that's a fun one.
Good point about the networking community of advisors.
So, Terry, I'm going to bring this back to you and engage Rudy as well for this question. So I'm not sure if you know that Rudy tried to create his own tour company a few years ago. The pandemic certainly didn't help matters for him. But I can recall having conversations with Rudy about him having to take care of this or that. He was traveling to check out locations in advance and more. So, Rudy, I want you to share some of what you learned from that brief period in your life, okay? Be honest. But and any questions for Terry specific to tour operators and the key role they have, not just in the travel industry as important businesses, but for travelers as well?
Well, I learned that a journalist should not start a travel company, no matter how well-traveled he is and how much he thinks he knows about places. The thing that struck – people say, well, what was the biggest thing? The biggest thing was – and I don't know how you guys deal with it, and sometimes you're not on the ground, obviously, or mostly you're not, but one bad apple in the barrel can spoil a trip for everybody. And I'm a diplomatic guy. I'm a really easygoing guy. I think I can, massage someone into feeling a little better about something. But occasionally you would just get somebody who was just so out of control and so the expectations were so unreal. How do you guys deal with that?
Yeah, Terry, what do you think on that?
Well, Terry? Let me just say, I could never be a guide because I don't have the patience to be successful. Right. So it is truly something that I admire. I have seen it in action, and there is an art of pulling someone aside and having a very comfortable conversation about the dynamic that is taking place within this group that's traveling together. And I have seen it successfully resolved, but I don't know how they do it. So I can't give you a solution other than I have extreme admiration for those who do it because I couldn't, but they do it.
Well, Terry, listen, I'm going to share this with you. We've worked with Rudy since 2009, and I would say to you, we learned that Rudy sometimes cannot be the most patient person from that experience. So it was an interesting time for all of us.
Yeah. I am not.
Yeah. No, it is a special.
So Michael and Kathy, you heard us talk about Show Partner Travel Guard at the start of this segment, and we're big believers in travel insurance because things happen in life. You just never know what's going to happen when you travel, and safeguarding your investment and your travels and all that. It's just common sense to us. But we can make the same point when it comes to travel advisors, because when you have to go to plan B, C, or D, scrambling to hopefully figure it out, it's the last thing you want to do in a hurry. And the experience and relationships of a good travel agent, they can fix things quickly for you. So I'm sure you have thoughts on this when things go awry for a special trip, how advisors are there to assist travelers in unexpected situations, and really when they require immediate attention. So Michael first, then Kathy.
Yeah, I couldn't go any further in this segment without saying, like, the unique role that tour operators, like many of the names that you've mentioned, that Terry has mentioned, I think there's a unique role that they play with travel advisors, providing what I would consider one of the greatest levels of customer service that you can provide a traveler, because there are just so many different layers of communication, of covering your backside that you have when you have all of those people in your corner. So there is a unique role, a shared responsibility, a shared duty of care there that is just so magical for the traveler himself or herself that it begs the question why anyone would want to travel without that. Why anyone would want to travel without travel insurance is another question. You brought that up. But I think when you have the ability to book a trip direct, to do your own research, to Google, and then you look at all the things you get with that, and then you could just turn around and talk to a travel advisor to book a planned itinerary and have all of the extras, all of the expertise, all of the customer service, even if it's the exact same price point for the exact same stuff, you are getting so much more when you're using a tour operator and a travel advisor together.
Kathy, anything you want to add?
Well, I just think that, travel agents are there for you. You know, the Expedia gnome, or what was it, who you're going to call if something does go wrong. And I have a pretty much of a protocol that I share with my clients that says, you know, if you're on a tour, talk to the tour director, you know, but don't ever hesitate to call me with 24/7 opportunities in this day and age. When the bottom drops out, you want to be there for them, and we are there for them more than we ever were in the past because of the communication tools and those kind of things. Now, I've received phone calls at 2 o'clock in the morning in an Istanbul hotel that I didn't dare tell the client I was in Istanbul, but there I was overlooking the Bosphorus and fixing their crisis at the same time. And, and of course, we'll go to the tour operator first, but we'll go through the chain of command, but we sort of know where to go to get things fixed and how to get it fixed.
So we're going to leave that there. And, Kathy, I'm just going to say this to you because it's the first time we've actually had you on air since this occurred. I will just say to you, you know, sincerely, our condolences to you and your family. I know you lost your brother, George Went, earlier, and, you know, you certainly are, we hope everything
Lots of love, Kathy.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So right now, folks, we're going to go into another break. I wanted just to make sure we got that, Kathy, since we won't be able to talk to you off air. We need you to hold on. We're going to go rapid fire when we all come back. So, folks, as we get ready to pause for this bottom of the hour break, I'm going to let you know Mary and I will answer listener emails in about 20 minutes. Rudy's going to riff. He's going to talk about etiquette. That's coming up in our I-block this hour. Next for the H-block, though, today's preferred travel panel will roll on.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides a premier travel experience that will surpass your expectations.
With more than 150 resorts across the U.S., Europe, Mexico, Asia, the Caribbean, and elsewhere, they provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities ranging from beautiful pools to state-of-the-art fitness centers.
We like that you can convert membership points into Hilton Honor points and use them for stays at thousands of Hilton hotels worldwide or for car rentals, air travel, and more. Their flexible point-based vacation ownership system enables members all the benefits of owning a vacation home without the responsibilities of traditional homeownership.
They also offer a one-of-a-kind program called HGV Ultimate Access that delivers special events and experiences from private concerts by top-selling musicians to celebrity chef-hosted dinners, world-class sporting events, and more.
Wherever your travel takes you, you'll always feel at home with Hilton Grand Vacations because where you stay will feel more like a home than a hotel room. Find more info at HiltonGrandVacations.com or, as always, check out RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back indeed, everyone. You know, when we broadcasted this show from Haines up in Alaska 3 weeks ago, and then 2 weeks ago in Alert Bay, Mary, seeing all the show fans dancing to the music, it just made us smile. I'm sure many people right now out there across the country are doing the same thing. So as we return from that bottom of the hour break, we're about to go rapid fire with today's preferred travel panel. But first, we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences with over 200 resorts in places like Vegas, Florida, Mexico, Maui, where we're heading 3 weeks, and more. They provide spacious upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
You know, this is very simple. Wherever travel takes you, find more information. Go earn your Hilton Honors points at HiltonGrandVacations.com or check out RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, Robert, you just talked about the show fans grooving to our show music. Well, the rapid fire part of our preferred travel panel gets a lot of fun comments, too. We enjoy the listener emails it creates. Kathy, Terry, and Michael, thank you for staying with us.
Well, appreciate that indeed. Great. So, all right, so rapid fire, it's pretty simple. It's really straightforward. I think with all of your personalities, frankly, this should be a fun 7 minutes of the show. We're going to throw out various topics. We want you to give us the first thing that comes into your mind. And we're going to start with you, Kathy. One travel tip you cannot live without.
Well, I think that one of my favorites is something AI would never tell you, that in Italy they don't use washcloths. They use linen towels. And if you're a washcloth person, you have to bring your own washcloth. And also bring 3 red cups with you, because the drink, if you're having a bottle of wine in Italy that you've bought on the street and always wanted to do that event, share that kind of a moment, bring your own red cups, because the only cups are the ones in the bathroom, and they're as big as a thimble.
That's true. So, all right, Terry, one travel tip you cannot live without.
Don't fear solo travel. I've been doing it now for a couple of years, and it's exciting, and you should embrace it.
Okay, Michael, what say you?
Well, I'd have to say use a travel advisor, but my second tip would be similar to I'm an old football coach, so I'd say go where they ain't. That's a football tip, and it's also a travel tip. Like, if you're going to the same places that everyone else is going, it's not going to be the trip that you want. It's going to be a tourist trap. It's going to be a lot of crowds. Go where they ain't. Find the off the beaten road. And again, good reason to use a travel advisor. They know where those places are.
All right. So AI, you mentioned it, Kathy. So my question is, this travel, of course, is a human-centered industry and always will be. But is there a role for AI in professional travel planning that you think could be helpful for advisors? Michael.
Absolutely. I will say that AI will never replace a travel advisor, but the advisors that use AI are going to replace those who don't eventually, because there are just too many powerful ways to use this to help build your business, to make some things easier. You can automate the things that AI can do, so you have more time to personalize the things that only you can do.
Okay, Kathy?
Well, I have to agree with all of those kinds of things. There are the human touch issues that I suggested earlier, like those tips for Italy. But in general, I think AI is an important tool for us. We can tell what's wrong in it and gather credibility with our clients if we can point something out. But we use it to get an idea of an itinerary suggestion, for example. Mm-hmm. In Peru, if you haven't been, South American travel has become so popular. If you don't know all of those kind of things and the ins and outs of that, it is a big help.
Okay, Terry?
2 words, embrace it.
Okay.
AI can help serve as a foundation, but they can never define a lifestyle that you and whoever you're traveling with, only the travel advisor can do that. So embrace it. It helps.
Thank you, Terry, for that. Rudy, where do you want to go rapid fire with our panel?
Well, I'm going to ask a question of you all that I get asked a lot. Have you ever been to a destination that you didn't want to return to?
Kathy?
Holy cow. I have been to some hotels in the Caribbean that I don't need to go back to. I wouldn't say it that way. I would really just talk about the places that I do like and understand that the relationship.
How about a destination, though?
Destination? Michael, what about you?
Yeah, I would say this. I don't necessarily have a place I'd never want to return to, but I've had places where, you know, you go to a tiny European town, you know, it'd be fine. I can see why people want to go there, but you do the whole thing, you spend a day there, and you're kind of done with it. So I won't name names, but there are just some of those places that are good for a day, and you're done.
Terry?
One word, no.
I feel there is
something good about every destination, every hotel. You just have to recognize it. It may have fallen short of what you were wanting, but there is always good. So,
I agree.
No.
Yeah, all right, I'm going to ask, well, you know what? I'm going to hold this because we're going to run out of time. And I don't want to.
Oh, no. We're coming to the end.
Because this next
one's
going to be a good
question. Panel.
What I will say then is I'm going to sincerely thank the three of you for being part of today's live national broadcast and our preferred travel panel. Enjoyed connecting with all of you. Really appreciate it. Hope you enjoy the weekend. And, Kathy, good luck next weekend, I guess, for your Chiefs, okay?
Thank you so much.
Right. Take care, all of you. Thanks very much for being part of the show.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
I love the personalities.
Oh,
Mary.
That was a fun panel, and really a bunch of three very strong
nice
experts.
Nice job, all of them, Bertie. Would you agree?
Interesting. They're all pros.
They definitely are. All right, in just 10 minutes, Robert and I are going to answer some emails that have been sent in to us. But up next, Rudy is going to riff on travel etiquette. So don't go anywhere. Stay with us, everyone.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses, you'll find one that's right for you. They also let you try it out in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix Sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry and save 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. helixsleep.com/carry for 20% off, or visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses, you'll find one that's right for you. They also let you try it out in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry and save 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. helixsleep.com/carry for 20% off, or visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by ReliefFactor.com. And as we roll through this hour of the show, I want to talk to you about doing something about your aches, pains, and inflammation. Relief Factor is a 100% natural, research-based formula that was created to help combat the root causes of inflammation, which is the body's natural inflammatory response. Response function that can cause aches and pains from exercise, overexertion, aging, and everyday living. Here's an email we got from Maria, a show fan in Michigan. She writes, quote, "It's been about 6 months since I started taking Relief Factor after hearing about it on your show, and the results have been truly life-altering. Having suffered from pain, inflammation, chronic fatigue, and depression for more than 20 years, I'd learned to manage it through major concessions in my personal and professional life. Nothing I'd ever tried over the years had worked consistently, and I was taking a bunch of over-the-counter painkillers on a regular basis, which I knew were not healthy. Although I admit I was skeptical, I decided I had nothing to lose and sent for the Quick Start Pack. And to my surprise, it started working almost immediately. I've just turned 60, and I truly mean it when I say that you've given me a new lease on life. God bless you. I guess it's never too late to start enjoying the benefits of good health, and I thank you, and my husband thanks you as well." Unquote. Well, thank you for your letter. Relief Factor is a powerful and unique combination of botanical ingredients and fish oil, and it's now trusted by many thousands in our audience to provide ongoing relief from their pain, back, neck, shoulder, hip, and knee pain, including general muscle aches and pains. Try it for yourself. All you have to do is go to relieffactor.com, and when you can very easily order your 3-week trial pack for just $19.95. You can start feeling better in 3 weeks or less. And every day you feel better is a day you live better. ReliefFactor.com or find a direct link at RMWorldTravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, in what I would call these rude times, etiquette matters more than ever. At least that's my opinion. And so for this weekend's Rudy Riff, I'd like to focus on etiquette as it applies to travel. For example, I often see people taking photos of folks they don't know. I've done it a lot when I encounter someone whose face or dress or overall look is so interesting, I just have to take a photo. If it's someone's face, a close-up makes a much better picture than one taken from 7 feet away or 100 feet away. I often see people sneaking pictures of locals in foreign countries. Don't do that. Always ask permission to shoot someone or a group of someone's. Odds are they will happily consent. That's when you move in close and capture a meaningful photo that doesn't look as if you snuck a picture from around the corner. Then if you're inclined to post such photos on social media, by all means ask permission of your subject. Even if you don't speak your subject's language, figure out a way to obtain that permission. Use a translator app on your phone or someone who might speak the local language as well as English. It's just the polite thing to do. Airline travel presents all kinds of etiquette issues. Here are a few that can be handled very nicely or very badly. Number one, you're very late for your flight. You encounter a mile-long security line. Don't try to jostle ahead of everyone. Most people won't mind, but those who do will really mind. Two options. Try to locate a TSA official, explain your dilemma, and ask if he or she can help you move closer to the front of the line. Or as I've done several times, politely ask everyone in line, as you jostle down the line, if they'd mind you stepping ahead of them because your flight leaves in 10 minutes. Asking politely gets a whole different result than trying to bust through a line. That's because we've probably all been in your situation. Number two, the armrest on the plane. If you're an unfortunate enough guy to have a middle seat in a 3-seat aisle, you're the monkey in the barrel. I usually wait to see how my seatmates settle in, but if I'm lucky enough to have a window or an aisle seat, I defer to the poor guy in the middle. Let him or have that armrest. Let him or her have that armrest. After all, you have at least one. Number three, be polite. When you're boarding, remember, you guys, you know, we're all crammed in a space tighter than your average public bus. So don't yell at flight attendants. Don't get cranky with people. Just be polite and courteous. And then that brings us to the subject that's been in the news the last couple of weeks. How should airlines treat passengers who are unusually overweight? Conversation began the other day when Southwest Airlines decided to change its policy. For many years, and until January of next year, Southwest has and will allow plus-size passengers, who are considered those who can't really fit between the armrests of their seats, to either pay for an extra seat in advance or the option of getting their money back later, or they can request a free extra seat at the airport. But beginning January 27th of this year, when Southwest begins assigning seats, a refund is still possible but no longer guaranteed. The airline is recommending severely overweight passengers purchase an extra adjacent seat when they book their trip. If they don't do that, they'll be required to buy an extra seat at the airport. If the flight is full, they'll be rebooked on a new flight, and you probably don't want to do that. But it will still refund the second ticket if the flight isn't fully booked at departure time. I know, it's confusing, but at least Southwest makes their policy clear. Other airlines can be less specific. Delta, for example, says it doesn't require a passenger who cannot lower the armrest to buy an additional seat, but they may be asked to move or take a later flight if the flight is full. So if this issue concerns you, check with the airline before buying a ticket and learn their rules. Meanwhile, what about etiquette? Well, if you are the overweight person or if you're sitting next to the overweight person, talk to the person next to you and see if you can get something to work out. That's the best thing to do. Remember, etiquette and politeness counts and wins you all kinds of points, especially when traveling. Coming up, Robert and Mary answer your emails, so don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, today's show has certainly been a very diverse broadcast, from the Chief Travel Leader Conversation, Open Road and Destination Spotlight last hour, to the Preferred Travel Panel for most of this hour, and Rudy's Riff last segment. As Mary and I reconnect with all of you from our New York area studio for our J-Block on this September 6th, we're going to answer some emails sent in to us before we sign off for the day. Before we do that, however, we're sponsored by MyPillow.com/Carrie.
My slippers are back, everyone, and they're just $39.98. That's a savings of $110 as a listener of this show. Percal bed sheets, any size, any color, they're just $29.88. And classic My Pillows are only $19.98.
They're all good prices,
yes.
Mary. Wow, indeed. Listen, many of you listening are also enjoying the new Rev 7 energy drink that's a home run. Powered by Go BHB, it contains no caffeine and no sugar. It's vegan. It comes in great flavors like lemonade, green apple, and blueberry citrus. There are no stimulants here, folks. So order today. Use promo code Carrie. You're going to save 30%. They'll even send you a 3-pack of the Rev 7 energy drink for free to try it out. Go get all the show savings at MyPillow.com/Carrie with code Carrie. You'll also find a link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors. All right. You ready to dive into this email pile that we have here, Mary?
Always ready for this. I love these emails.
Here is email number one. It's from Davis, who listens to us in Kirby, Texas. That's our local San Antonio area affiliate, AM 930 KLUP Radio. That's where RJ is actually headed right now. Here's a summary of what he's written. I catch your show when I'm heading home from our weekend house and usually end up getting hour two on your website during my drive to work on Monday, since my station here only runs the first hour of the show. Is there any way to get both hours on the station? Something else I want to ask is about, I hear you sometimes talk about a daily commentary. Do you know when my station airs that during the week? I'm sorry to be running on here, but I've always wondered how you named your show and why you didn't just call it Robert Mary Carey's World Travel Show. But he's got a lot of questions here, Davis. I'm not sure if you'll answer this or not, but I hope you do. Really enjoy your program and have learned a lot from listening.
I love Davis's curiosity, and we always appreciate all questions. We're happy to answer. We try to answer pretty much most of what's sent in to us.
Well, we do.
Sometimes it doesn't all make it to the air.
We do them off air as well.
We try, exactly. Yeah. I'm not sure this answer is so exciting, but it's pretty practical. Robert, you want to take it?
Listen, Davis, short and to the point, we originally had a different person hosting for us, but he wasn't honest, so we replaced him with Rudy back in 2009. Rudy then decided to cut back his schedule. Mary, I guess it was about 11 years ago or so now. So we agreed to take on the main hosting duties. When you looked, Davis, for a website URL, social media handles, phone numbers, things like that that worked, Robert and Mary was an easy RM. It also worked for Rudy. Plus, everything and anything in the world of travel is what we all talk about. So RM World Travel was available. It just worked. It really is that
simple. It really
exciting.
Is simple. Yep.
So whether you use that or America's number one travel radio show,
that's
which is
funny.
The moniker we use, that's who we are. It's what we do. As far as the Monday through Friday daily travel commentary that we do for our stations, we don't actually track the airtime like we do for the weekend show, but they have to run at least one time per day. I think around 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. local time. Most stations do run us as part of their morning drive program.
And to answer your question about both hours of the show aired on your station and have the program broadcast live there in San Antonio, you know what? I would recommend calling the station or emailing them directly through their website and make your feelings known and maybe get some friends to do the same and see if it works.
All right, there we go. Email number two is from Jess, who listens to our local affiliate in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. That's FM 94.5, FM 106.7, and AM 1240 WTKN Radio. Jess writes, I've always regretted missing you, Robert and Mary, when you were here broadcasting a few years ago, but love that you came to our city, and I also really love when you take your show to all these different places on the Let's Go America tours. You've put places like Portland and San Antonio and Scotland on my mind, and your broadcasts from Alaska were so wonderful to me, as it's a place I've always wanted to go, and everyone sounded like they were having such a great time. I heard you say you've experienced Alaska both on land and now through the cruise. For someone who's never been there, and I must admit I haven't traveled to that many places, do you recommend doing the land type of trip over the cruise, or would you go cruise all the way?
Ooh, listen, tough one.
That's a tough question, Jess, as they were very different types of trips for us, and the way we travel and our interests, well, they certainly may differ from what you prefer. I'll give you an answer. I would lean land over cruise, but probably not for the reasons that you're thinking. First, Seabourn did a great job, and we experienced so many different areas of Alaska with them. And we like the fact that you get to unpack once and your hotel travels with you, okay? But the previous land trip we did in Alaska, it included our sons traveling with us, and we got a chance to show them that state. That was very special to us. I mean, we biked around Anchorage, ate great king crab legs, and spent July 4th in Seward during their marathon. We flew in a ski plane and landed on a glacier near Mount McKinley. That was a great experience. Took a boat trip around Prince William Sound, and the Alyeska Resort where we based ourselves out in Girdwood was outstanding. We broadcasted the show from there. So it's the family factor that wins out for me. But cruising, by the way, you access so many parts of Alaska.
Yeah, so I loved our cruise, and I think, you know, we saw the Inside Passage, and there were ports that were only accessible either by a ship or a seaplane. However, I would choose land. It's actually, I think people get intimidated. It's very easy to base yourself in Anchorage, rent a car, and do all these great day trips that you mentioned. So I actually would recommend a land. We drove to Denali Park.
But Alaska, as the captain told us, it's a state that just keeps on getting.
It is. Either way you slice it, it's
really
a beautiful
quick,
state.
Email number three is from Robin, who listens in our home city of New York, AM 970 WNYM Radio. She's basically asking, I'm new to your show, but would love the opportunity to travel with you both. Hearing you with listeners in Alaska makes me wondering if there will be another opportunity coming. Well, we received a lot of questions like this, Mary.
And we did. The direct answer is yes, there will be other opportunities. What we're currently working on for 2026 is pretty spectacular. We're not ready to announce it on air just yet, but soon it's going to be big, since that's what the big Let's Go America tours are designed to be.
It will be the biggest thing that we've yet to do with show fans. I promise you that. So keep sending your travel questions to us, folks. rmworldtravel.com/contact. Thank you, Davis, Jess, and Robin. We'll answer more of these emails in upcoming shows. And Robin and all the others that have written into us, we will be sharing the special opportunity to come travel with us in a great part of the world soon. We just need a few things to be signed off on first. Until we return live next Saturday, everyone, September 13th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon Eastern Time, special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks, most importantly, to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.